Country's hottest hits, 103.7 WHHT. It's Dasha, not at this party. I'm Kelly McKay, and this morning in studio with me, I have Joe, I have Ellie, and I have Kyla. It's the Kelly and Ellie show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we're going to call it?
Yep.
I think so. I think it has a nice ring to it, don't you?
Because it rhymes.
It rhymes. That's right. Now, how do you spell Ellie?
E-L-Y.
E-L-Y. See, I'm an K-E-L-L-I-E. But it would still look good on billboards, don't you think? I think so. So these ladies are in here this morning to talk a little bit about Gap Cheer. I know you guys have a fundraiser coming up and want to talk about Class Spirit Challenge. And are you excited about new uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, too. So, Joe, thank you both. Thank you for being here. Kyla, she's in the background over here.
She's trying to act like she's not going to participate, but we'll get her in.
We'll get her in here in a minute. So thank you all for being here this morning. Joe, tell us a little bit about, first of all, a little bit of background on why you're having this fundraiser.
Absolutely. So GAP is Glasgow Athletic Program, so it's the city's Little League program. And for the past several years, our girls have been cheering in T-shirts and shorts or leggings. And we really made a commitment over the past off season to try to fundraise and get these girls into some new uniforms. So we spent the past few months designing these uniforms. They're absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited about them. We gave a nod to the community, trying to make sure that we have some Glasgow spirit in them with some Highland plaid on the trim and the new Scotty logo on the uniform. So they look just amazing.
Beautiful.
Very exciting. So now it's time to try to raise the funds to provide these uniforms for the girls.
Okay. So Ellie, let's talk uniforms. So tell me, what do you normally cheer in?
We normally cheer in, if we're practicing, we cheer in what we have at home and we put shorts and a t-shirt. But if we're real cheering for football, we either wear, they can have a skirt if it's hot, and then they can actually have our uniforms, which is leggings and a t-shirt.
Okay, so are you excited about these new uniforms?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about why having a new uniform will help you and the entire squad. Can you tell me that?
Because it'll, have, good spirit and having, to know that your uniforms actually look pretty while you're cheering, so it gives you more spirit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To know that you're looking pretty while you're doing stuff.
Well, I'm sure that you all look so very pretty, even in a t-shirt and a pair of leggings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain that you do, but it makes you feel like a real cheerleader, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And but I'm kind of scared of when it's really cold because it's not leggings. But I think we can wear leggings under it, can we, Mom?
We'll talk about it.
I'm sure we'll figure out something. We don't want your little legs to get cold, so I'm sure they'll figure out something. But I know that's going to give them a lot more confidence when they're out there cheering that they have these uniforms that's what they should be wearing. I mean, every cheerleader should have a uniform, right, Joe?
Absolutely. And you know, I think a lot of us participated in Glasgow Little League coming up, and just remembering how much of an impact that made on us going into middle school and high school, and those who continued to cheer or continued to play whatever sport it was. You know, you feel good when you look good and you hopefully play better or participate a little bit more. So we just want to try to help provide that extra oomph of team spirit.
Okay, so let's talk about the fundraiser. So that's coming up this Sunday afternoon, June 22nd from 3 to 6. And the folks at Ely Drugs have been so gracious to let you use their parking lot.
Absolutely. We want to say thank you to Travis and Ely's for allowing us to set this up in their parking lot on Sunday. We will have pelicans there on site doing snow cones. We have several vendors that are going to sell their particular goods and then make a donation to the uniform fund based on their sales.
Okay, so vendors, are you looking for vendors to come out?
We do still need some food trucks. We need food trucks and really anybody that has, you know, a food item, or we've got some clothes, some jewelry, the Scotty earrings that I'm wearing today.
Those are really cute.
They are very cute. She has a variety of Scotty things that she's going to bring. I've got some baked goods coming, a vendor that does personalized Bibles and some bookmarks and things. Let's see, paparazzi jewelry, and we've still got plenty of space, like I said. So any food trucks that are available, Get in touch with me.
All right. So all the vendors, once they sell their products, a portion of their proceeds are going to go back into the GAP Cheer program, correct?
Right.
That's where the fundraising comes in.
Correct. They've made a commitment to donate part of their sales for the uniform fund.
Okay, perfect. Now, we're getting former classes in on this as well with the Class Spirit Challenge. So tell me about this, Joe.
Yeah, so I had an idea because I'm part of the 92 Glasgow alumni class, and our class has always stayed close-knit, and we are wonderful at supporting each other. So I reached out to a couple of my classmates and said, what do y'all think about sponsoring a cheerleader? So immediately we have a sponsorship of $250 for a cheerleader. I put the challenge out on Facebook, and it's kind of taken a little bit of life. We have three classes so far that are participating, all in the 90s, because, you know, the 90s is the decade.
90s rock.
We rock. So we have 91, 92, and 96.
96, baby. right here. So I guess I got to give some money now, don't I?
You might want to get in on that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, my brother and my husband are both in that class. So I'm a little partial to that class as well. So
I can't let them outdo me. I'm gonna have to donate some money.
We'll outdo 92 is almost there already. But anybody that is a Glasgow alumni that has any contacts with your class, get together as a class, designate someone as a class representative to get in touch with me. And as soon as you get to that $250 donation level, we're going to make a sign. Glasgow High School football always has Little League Night. So on that Little League Night, whoever was sponsored as a cheerleader, that cheerleader is going to have their year on a sign to hold up on the field at halftime to recognize that class. So
yes.
Don't get left out.
Oh, no, we're not going to let that happen. We are going to help you get new uniforms. OK, so how many are on the cheer squad?
We have 30 signed up this year.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. We usually have anywhere from 20 to 25. So far this year, we have 30 already.
Okay, so we need 30 uniforms.
Yep.
Okay, so that's going to take some money. And I think that as a community, we can help make that happen. If someone wants to just make a donation to the GAP Cheer program, Joe, how do they do that?
They can reach out to me on Facebook. It's Joe Buford. There's a flyer that I think you're going to be able to post for us that's got my phone number on there. Mm-hmm. They can message me. Anyway, you know, just get in touch with me, or like I said, get in touch with a classmate and get together as the class to do the Team Spirit Challenge. But we are happy to talk about any kind of donation.
Okay. All right. And make plans to swing by anytime between 3 and 6 this Sunday afternoon there at the Ely Drugs parking lot. Looks like the weather's going to be good for this,
too. It is. We've been praying for the rain to stop. So the rain is going to stop, and God's going to warm us up all at the same time.
Absolutely. So. I'm ready for some warm, sunny weather. I'm ready for it to feel like summer. Aren't you, Ellie?
90
yes.
90 and sunny.
So do you like going swimming and doing all the fun things in the summertime?
Yeah, I just went to a summer party for a baby, and my cousin was there. So, yeah, that was fun.
Okay. All right. Let's help out GAP Cheer and raise money for these uniforms so these girls can feel like real cheerleaders. Okay. Joe, thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Kyla, thanks for being here. And Ellie, thank you so much for being here this morning, too. You going to come back and see me sometime?
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly and Ellie show about to wrap up on 103.7 WHHT.